originally developed by a character in Sydney called Richie Cranny. He's been an MMA coach for like 20 plus years. And he just challenged himself at one point. He said he wanted to see what would it take for him to get somebody cage ready from raw beginner.
Yeah.
He set himself a task of 6 months, and he put out this kind of post on Facebook and looked for one dedicated person to kind of really kind of give it their all for 6 months. It turned out like nearly 200 people applied, and he did the first season. They filmed a few bits and pieces on their smartphones and uploaded it to YouTube, and it became an overnight success. And the second and third season were actually publicized, or they were filmed and broadcast live on network TV in Australia. Mm-hmm. And afterwards, then he took it UK and USA. So the basic concept is you take people from all walks of life. They're raw beginners. They haven't done martial arts before, or maybe they've done a tiny amount. They were athletes as children, and they kind of let themselves go in later in life, and they just want to get back into fitness and what have you. And they train 6 months solid, kind of at a professional level in terms of the training. Mm. So they train every morning. Some of them, if they're not working, will train twice a day. And they have guidance from their strength and conditioning coaches. They have Mike Dolce, the dietitian to the stars in the UFC, is actually on board with the Wim to Warrior brand, so he would be their dietitian. They do their technical training and their martial arts, and they get ready, and within 6 months they're ready to step in the cage. Now they're at the end of the 6 months, they're fighting the other people who are on the program. So it's not like that they're going to be throwing them a Brock Lesnar or anything like that, but so they're matched as evenly as possible, you know.
And the interest in MMA is at an all-time high, I suppose, with a certain Mr. McGregor in the media.
Who's he now again?
Yeah, it's a fella just in Dublin. Not going to make it, I don't think. Do you know what I mean? Like, the interest is there, like, you know, and we've seen a rise in it because of the McGregor factor.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, and rightfully so. I think it's a phenomenal martial art. It's like one of the martial arts that's tried and tested every day by the top athletes in the world. Do you know, if something doesn't work, you're going to find out very, very soon that it doesn't work, and then we just move on. We evolve with what works, and that's the beauty of the sport. It's very, very honest, and you know, it's exciting to watch, and it answers an awful lot of questions that have been asked for decades and centuries as to, you know, what, like, if I'd use my five finger death touch on you, is it going to work? You know, and then, you know, we're all, like, everybody. I'm interested as a martial artist. I want to know. I mean, my background is karate. I want to know, does karate stack up against Muay Thai, you know? And so when you get the likes of Lyoto Machida, or we say like George St. Pierre has a Kyokushin background, you want to see how they do against the Thiago Alves and these guys of the world, you know? So the popularity has gone through the roof. Conor hasn't hurt by any stretch of the imagination. The rise in popularity has allowed people to become more educated about the sport as well. It's not as controversial as it was 15 years ago, and people are beginning to realize that there's a lot of skill to it, and you know, it's something that's worth learning from a self-defense point of view, if nothing else. You know,
so they've done this Wim to Warrior program in Dublin, but you're doing it in Cork now.
Yes, so the link actually came through Cork first. I'm going to get that in there. So what happened was it was actually a Cork man by the name of Kieran Corcoran who took part in season 3 in Australia, and he was home just a few weeks break to visit friends and family back home, and he continued his training. He came down to us in SPG Cork, and he introduced me to his coach online, and we got chatting, and he said, would you be interested in taking Wim to Warrior in Cork? And I said, yeah, definitely, 100%. I love the idea, love the production behind this. The brand is very, very strong. I said, yeah, absolutely. However, if you're going to do it in Ireland, and you don't include the godfather of Irish MMA, then it's gonna, you know, it doesn't do the brand justice. So I put Richie in contact with John. They launched Wim to Warrior Ireland in Dublin in January, and in August this year, I think there was 35 competitors that made it to the end of the 6 months, who all stepped in the cage, and they put on a phenomenal show. We're very, very impressed with their performances, and great show of like heart and determination, and even just like their skills. As like, after 6 months, you're still a novice. But they, do you know, they fought full amateur rules. They were up, they were down, they were grappling, striking, wrestling, and it was as good as any amateur show because the matchups were so close. Also, you know.
So how do people apply?
Wimp2warrior.com is the first step, so that's wimp2warrior.com. So there's a kind of a registration link on that page, and you just got to register your interest. There will be tryouts, so the Cork season starts on October 3rd. The tryouts will be in the second and third weekend of September, and the tryouts are by invitation only, so people have to register first on wimp2warrior.com, and they will receive an invitation to do the tryouts then on those second and third weekends.
And when you say no martial arts experience, I mean, does that rule, like, say, for example, someone like Mio who's been dabbling in boxing for like 5-6 years? And
No, not particularly. I mean, do you know, it's wimps with regards to MMA, I suppose, really. Do you know, they're like, I know that in the Dublin season, they had a couple of guys that had kind of, as you say, kind of dabbled in other martial arts, but they would have been beginners to the jiu-jitsu part. In fact, they had one of the, there was a pro rugby player, and I consider rugby a martial art. I don't know whether you do or not, but certainly any rugby player that comes to us, they can double leg. Yeah. They can double leg, they can take it down. So they had Shane Monaghan, he played for Gloucester and Munster. He's a professional rugby player, and he retired in November last year, and he started the Wimp to Warrior process in January. So yeah, like, you know, what we don't want is somebody who's already competing in mixed martial arts, kind of, you know, sandbagging it and coming in and beating up all these guys that are just starting out. But no, it's for the average Joe Soap, the average Jenny Soap, you know, anybody who wants to kind of, you know, have a crack at this MMA stuff, you know, get the best of coaching in a good environment, and, you know, knock it off the bucket list.
Most definitely. When's it all kicking off?
So, as I said, the October 3rd is the kickoff of the actual training and the season. The tryouts are the second and third weekend in September, but the first step is to register wimp2warrior.com. They have to do that first, otherwise we won't get them their invitations.
Excellent. Well, Liam, very best luck with it. Keep me posted as well. It sounds like a really, really interesting project.
Mm-hmm,
and I look forward to watching the fights tonight.
Awesome. Thank you very much, Roy.